evening. This is the National Finance regular meeting for 24. We are convening at 5:39 p.m. Pacific, then 39 p.m. Eastern. R. Paul, take the roll.
Please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo?
Here.
Lyndon Foley?
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay.
That was Lyndon Foley, right?
No.
No, that was DiRienzo. Okay, yeah. Lyndon Foley? Kamau Harris?
I'm here.
Christina Huggins?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Stephen Meeks.
Here.
Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Minerva Sanders. Minerva Sanders. Susan Young.
He will not be here.
Okay. Who's that? What?
Darlene is saying she will not be here.
Oh, okay. All right. Is Minerva Sanders here? I thought she was here before. No reply. Lyndon Foley? All right. We have seven. That's still a quorum. And is there anybody else? The executive director is not here tonight, right?
Correct.
Okay, is there any are there any directors who are here who are not on the committee?
This is Serena, I just joined.
Okay, are there any other directors on the call who are not on the committee? Is the KPFA business manager here?
Yes,
I am. This
okay.
is Maria.
Okay, I think that covers it. Thank you. That's the roll. We have a quorum.
All right. We have a draft agenda in front of us. Is there any change wanted on the draft agenda, or are we set?
It should be red.
Thank you for reminding me, R. Paul. For listeners, the agenda is the call to order, the roll call, approving draft agenda, which is where we are now. Next would be approve the minutes of September 17th open meeting. Next would be the presentation and review of the KPFA fiscal year 2025 draft budget. Six. We would vote to approve or decline approval of the KPFA budget to the PNB. Seven, the affiliate budget process. Eight, NFC communications with the PNB and the LSB. This is about information sharing. Nine, items to schedule for upcoming NFC agendas as needed. First, update on the status of other budgets, WPAI, WPFW, and the National Office, PNO. And the other is return to the topic of central services, continue to compile the documented history that everyone is researching, and then we would motion to adjourn at an estimated time of 10:30. That is the agenda as posted. Do I hear any objections? Hearing no objections, we have an agenda. R. Paul, are there minutes from September 17th yet?
No, we don't have them. And I just had
That's okay.
Just had a thing go off with my computer.
I know the
All right. No, we do not have them. No, I don't have them yet.
Okay. Moving on. We are going to go right into the presentation and review of the KPFA budget. This was passed by the full LSC on September 17th, this Saturday. And Maria Negrette, the business manager for KPFA, is on the line to go over any questions with us. Maria, the budget has been given to folks for a couple of days now. And so I'm going to ask folks if you need Maria to review everything we've gotten, or you're ready to ask about what we've gotten.
I think we should get a review.
All right. Maria, the budget that you sent to the LSC is the budget proposed unchanged from the LSC meeting? So could you just review this, the KPFA preliminary budget? It's FY25.
Yes. So I'm guessing that everybody has either an Excel spreadsheet or a PDF copy of it. I always start with our fund drive analysis sheet. And so if everybody, it's kind of hard because I usually present it online. So I hope everybody can follow through.
May I interrupt, Maria? I sent you the simplified preliminary budget. I think in my computer, I was not able to forward the PDF with four tabs in it. You just got, in the last 12 minutes, a number of extra spreadsheets, and the fund drive analysis that Maria is talking about should be in there, be one of those five spreadsheets that you just unfortunately got. Does everybody see those?
Well, for the sake of finding it, on the top left side, it says fiscal year 25 preliminary fund drive pledges. Okay. Same thing I always say every year is that KPFA, I budget based on the actual. I'm sorry, there's somebody who's got some noise going on.
Is that Otis? Otis, do you still have your line open? Thank you so much.
That was just a little distracting. Okay. So if you're looking at the fund drive analysis, what's in columns H through R are previous fund drive goals, achievements, and payments. So what I try to do is go based on what we actually achieved and use that as the basis for the goals for the following year, for the incoming year. What happens, the way it goes, is that the columns in blue, F and G, where it's labeled goals, flow to collection worksheet. There are many worksheets in this workbook, and what you do is you put in the numbers here, and then it flows into a different worksheet, and from in there I put in what is the what we call the fulfillment rate, and the fulfillment rate is how much was paid to how much was pledged. And we are very lucky. We push very hard to have people go to the web, our kpfa.org, to give from there, as opposed to us sending out mailers and reminders, invoices, and such. Our fulfillment rate averages 92.3%, which is actually up from previous years that was always about 89, 90%. So we are now at an average of 92.3% fulfillment. So again, spring of 24, we achieved 385,754 and then 20,845 in our post drive, which we call a soft drive. We don't push it as hard. excuse me. How much was paid? And then I figure, okay, we made 385,754. I'm going to say our goal is going to be 400,000 for the spring drive of 2025. And I'm so sorry. I put the wrong dates on there. I did this. I don't know if everybody knows, but I've had COVID for a couple of weeks, and it's been hell doing the budget on COVID and COVID brain. Let's see. If you just go down the line, it shows you the different fund drives that we have had, what our goals were, what we achieved, and what was paid. And again, all of that flows into that blue column, and that flows into a huge spreadsheet that calculates what all the fulfillment are for each one of those drives. That then goes into the actual budget. If you want to go to the actual KPFA budget, which is either a tab or another PDF spreadsheet, I don't know how it is that you guys have it, but in cell B7, 2,804,834. That represents listener support from fund drives, listener support from sustainers, and listener support from mailers, from appeal letters that we send out. We have major and minor donors. I just combined the two. We were very lucky this year, lucky and unlucky. We've had listeners who have left us bequests and major donations, but for the most part, those came from bequests. We've had pretty good luck with car donations. Last year, I budgeted $45,000, and we brought in $87,700. So I'm budgeting more conservatively at $75,000 this year. Miscellaneous income, there's crafts fair. We no longer are doing the crafts fair, sadly, after 40 some years. It's just not the same model anymore. So I had budgeted last year crafts fair income, and it didn't work out the same. We used to get the gains from the door, and it's a long story, but what did go, it was donations that we got there. And that was about $8,000 worth of donations, but it wasn't technically crafts fair income. Miscellaneous income, that is pretty much a firm number. We have, I don't know what the technical term of it is, to tell you the truth, but dishes and such on our tower, and we get money from that. So that's a pretty fixed number. Interest income, that pretty much.
Maria?
Yes.
Oh. There is such silence on the line that I want to check in with people. Are people following this? And did you get the extra spreadsheets I sent at the last minute? And I sent them that way because I wanted to make sure if there were things that you wanted to have at hand to speak with Maria, that they would be there. So, is there
anyone? I see it.
I've had myself muted. I'm going to mute myself again. We're listening to Maria. That's why we're muted.
But do you have spreadsheets?
Yes.
To follow along. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. But my worry. Okay. I'll mute myself now. I apologize, Maria. I hope you can pick up where you left off.
I want to make sure everybody's literally on the same page. Okay. So So that anyway, that brings our revenue down to 3,296 is what I projected for fiscal year 25. We brought in fiscal year 24 a total of 3,225. So yeah, it's pretty comfortable. And like I said, their car donations have done well for us. One of the things that I'm pushing for our station to do is to do way more revenue analysis. I feel like our expenses are pretty dialed in, so I want to expand on our revenue and just find a way how place other places we could go than just fund drives. Okay, let's see. So the next one is central services. That's pretty self-explanatory. You guys all know about that. Row 38 through 45 is our salaries expense. And oops, Darlene, did you just try calling me? Darlene? Okay. I just got a missed call from Darlene, so I was a little confused. Anyway, our salaries and payroll expenses have jumped quite a bit, and I'm not happy about it. Am I talking to myself, or are people actually still there?
We hear you. Some of us hear you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
I'm listening.
Okay, great. I just, like I said, I got a missed call from Darlene, so I was confused. Okay. Salaries and salary expenses. I don't know if you guys know this in the National Finance Committee, but after I presented, after our fiscal year 24 budget was passed, Kaiser sent us just a small little wrench into our works. Our Kaiser went up 19.2%. Normally, I budget an increase of 10%. Some years we've had, one year we had zero, one year we had negative. Instead of an increase, we had a reduction, which was blew me away. And one year we had 11%, and this last year was 19.2%. We have an increase in salaries. We renegotiated the union contract. So along with increases in salaries comes increases with taxes, pension, 403, and so on. So let's see, what else?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm sorry, I probably should have asked this earlier, but I'm just curious about going back up. Last year, there was some big kerfuffle because you had projected that because it was the 75th anniversary of KPA, that there would be a lot of income associated with your drive because of the 75th anniversary. How did that pan out?
Well, we did okay. If you look at the fund drive tab, let me find where it went. We budgeted 30. We budgeted 40. We came in at 56,941.
Great. Okay.
Did I get that right? Yeah, that was for the birthday. But
I'm sorry about COVID, and thank you for being here and being ill. It's really
physically I'm feeling better. Mentally, I'm still in a fog, but mm-hmm. I'll try to get through this. If you ask my husband, I'm always in a fog, but you know. So our salaries has increased quite a bit. I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is. Everybody cross your fingers. Kaiser doesn't come back to us with another huge increase. On top of the 19.2% increase from last year, I'm budgeting 10% increase this year, and I'm hoping for the best. The next section goes down to board expenses. What can I say about board election expenses? I have put it in the budget, I don't know, maybe 3 years in a row, and I have yet to know what our expenses are for board election expenses. And as you go down, you see administrative expenses, internet expenses. Those are just cost of doing business, if you will. Last year, we paid out a whopping, $125,000 in legal settlement and legal fees. I do not expect to have anything this year. Let's cross our fingers that that's the case. Everything else is pretty much, down the line. We paid back property taxes, so that's a little bit higher. Then I budgeted 25 because that's what I actually have seen for this year. Utilities, everybody's utilities have gone up. At least in California, they have, that's for sure. We've had some major repairs that we've had to do. We have a 30-year-old building, which, kind of isn't too bad for, in terms of age. But stuff happens with 30-year-old buildings, and we're starting to feel it. And today, I actually was at the station, and I had a person who's a handyman type of guy. We have a patio upstairs that the nails kind of are not holding, which means that when it rains heavy, and the rain goes through the patio floor, through the ceiling, and to downstairs. So just stuff like that that keeps happening, as with everybody's homes and everything.
Maria, this is again, you're looking at the board election expense. I just want to say that I think it would be really helpful if this National Finance Committee could actually see the budget and the breakdown, not from you, but from the executive director, and really understand exactly what the budget is, so that we better understand why all of our stations are being charged as much as they are for the board.
Well, if I may, I have something to say about that. I've been with KPFA almost 16 years, so I've been around a few budgets and a few elections. Years ago, I used to literally get a bill from national office that was an itemized bill. This is how much we would have to pay national office for the FCC attorney. This is how much we had to pay for national election supervisor and anything else that was associated with the election expenses. I think in 2015, whenever it was, I actually asked the current NES for her contract, the contract that was signed for our LES, and all of the bills for all of the election expenses. And I basically was denied that, was just told to pay this. So it's like, hey, the bills are there. Why not just give them to me? If they don't give them to me, they should give them to you. You're right. I agree with you totally. So I don't even know. One year we paid $47,000, and then I don't know. I really don't know. I just pay what they tell me, which without – if an auditor comes to me and says, what did you pay ABC company for? Why did you pay them $2,593? I have to show them that bill. But if an auditor comes to me and says, how much money did you spend – or where are the bills for support that expense? I don't have them. I've never been given them. Going back down to programming expense, we do pretty darn good, if you ask me, on programming expenses. We have things like Associated Press. We have stringers. We have a stringer, actually, an actual stringer, a reporter in the Gaza Strip. We have one in South Africa and one in South America, but we don't use her as much. But there's the utilities. Again, utilities keep going higher. I budgeted 70 based on what I thought was conservative on the high side. We actually came in at 76. So on this time, I'm budgeting 80. But with the Northern California Pacific Gas and Electric, Every time there's a new lawsuit or a new fire, you know, we all get hit. And those who are from Northern California understand that our utility bills just keep going up without any rhyme or reason.
Maria, that California has the second highest electricity and utility costs in the United States, the highest being Hawaii. And it's really outrageous. Patty Poppe, who is the CEO of PG&E.
I see her commercials.
Highest paid executives, utility executives in the country.
Yeah. Where are you from, ma'am?
Southern California, KPFK.
Okay. Well, yeah, and you know, my daughter lives in Mississippi, and when we go visit her, the gas prices by comparison to Northern California gas prices, it just makes us choke. But anyway, so yes, as you go down the line, you see, you know, our premiums are what our premiums are. PRA is no longer, we weren't purchasing very many PRA premiums any longer. And community events, we had some expenses this last year for the 75th, which we didn't know what we were going to do when I did the budget the last time. So, but we had to hold $6,600 in expenses. So that's about it going down the line. So I guess that's it for my presentation.
So do we have Darlene with us now?
Yes.
Great.
All right. So let us open it up for questions to Maria. I will take a stack as I hear you, your voices call out. And remember, we can't see each other or much of anything using Maestro, but we'll do the best we can. Are there any questions for Maria on this initial presentation of the budget?
Our poll for a sec.
Okay, anyone else before we, as we get into this? Okay,
I'm Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Come out of the stack.
All right, I'm glad I nudged you all. Okay. All right, it's our Paul, Christina Kamau. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. So I noticed that for the revenue, you have a lot of major donor lines 9 and 10 for those donations. You're projecting $800,000, and from what I can see for FY24 on line 9H, that's 164 from people donating $1,000 or more in the year?
Less.
Okay, so you're...
Oh, you're right.
No, that's greater.
So sorry. Yes, it is I did this at 2 in the morning on last Friday and 6. So flip those numbers, please. See what I'm saying? So major donors is $1,477,84.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
flip
ordinary
those numbers.
Donations is $164.
Yeah. Well, ordinary donations meaning minor donations, anything under $1,000 per person.
Okay. So the 1,470 number is from major donors who are doing more than $1,000 a year.
Yes.
And
think
you said
in one donation.
In one donation.
Yeah.
Okay. So and I think you said that figure includes bequests.
Yes.
All right. We can't, you know, say this is what we got in bequests this year, so they will get it, last year, so we'll get it this year. We can't put bequests in the budgets unless we have felonies happening and going around and shooting our listeners. So is you're including some fraction of last year's bequests in that 1,470,000?
No. There are no bequests in that. I'm sorry?
There are bequests in there.
We got a $450,000 bequest recently.
Okay, I'm going to slow this down. The two of you are talking, missing each other. Our Paul, you'll see that there's an overage of over $1 million on that column that was budgeted at $600,000 last year. The $800,000 is still the KPFA goal without relying on major donors of that level. I will point out, and Maria hasn't mentioned it, just over a year ago, we really developed a development department, and that $164,782 is what they brought in and what they were able to garner in the first year that they were fully underway. So I would put out that the budget for the expectation for $800,000 has to do with the increasingly great work and great results that our development department is getting. But it's, Maria, not to put words in your mouth, the $800,000 does not include what we would expect for someone whose bequest comes due.
Well, we get paperwork ahead of time.
Okay.
Already know. Okay.
But we don't know everybody. We don't.
Right.
Yeah. We get paperwork 4, 5, 6, 7 years prior, and that, you know, because somebody puts it in their will, but then they're not dead yet, so we get the paperwork, and then later on we find out from their attorney that they have passed away, and then that the money is coming to us. But sometimes we don't even know how much money is coming to us, other than, you know, because if somebody puts us in 7, 10 years ago, they're not going to know what they're going to be worth at the time of their passing. So anyway, I base it all on historical. We have been very lucky. We have always gotten a lot of major donors, either major donations, period, or bequests.
Okay. So you have
budgeted this way.
All right, so you have a substantial number of people donating more than $1,000 at a time.
Yes.
Okay. Total revenue on line 16, that's $3,738,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it wasn't too clear when you said it. Now, in terms of the board election stuff, I think I remember the executive director saying in the past couple of meetings that the national office was going to eat the election expense this year. So
that's great news to me. I didn't know that. So that means our surplus is an additional $20,000. Thank you.
May I interject?
Go ahead.
Executive director said is that the first payment, the NES agreed to take their payment in portions, and that the national office was going to front the money for the first payment. But it wasn't that the national office is going to pay for the NES. And if you listen to PNB meetings, there is discussion about the the remaining NES money coming, possibly from the sale of the KPFK building. That has that is theoretical because the building hasn't been sold yet.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So moving on to it, what formula are you using for the central services?
Same formula that I've always used, sir.
Okay. So we had a discussion about this, and you're using something that's old and obsolete.
I have yet to be given a directive to central services formula.
Who has to give you that directive?
That's challenging. She's been told by the executive director that it's currently being reviewed. So I appreciate you not challenging our business manager.
Well, excuse me. I will ask a question. I will note that since you're butting in here, did you or anybody else send the business manager the copy of the email I sent out showing at least two changes to the central services formula in the past few years and the PNB minutes showing that the PNB passed both of those?
I was not on the NFC at the time. I believe that
I sent it out in the past couple of weeks.
Oh, that, yes, but it's still being reviewed. She doesn't take the information from the NFC. She takes it from the PNB and the director. And that what I was told, and I talked to the executive director, is that it's currently under appeal and it's being reviewed, which is why Darlene is asking all these questions about central services of us. And so it's not a done deal, is my understanding.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said you shouldn't be challenging her at this point, because that's the same thing Maria's been told, our call.
Well, challenging. Well, you're getting into that. I have to say that I don't know what this appeal thing is. I never understood the idea that the PNB passes a motion about the finances and then it gets appealed. I've never seen that appeal. I don't know what the appeal process is, but maybe everybody in Pacifica should find out what this appeal process is in case we have any beefs, which some of us do. Okay, so how many FTEs are there?
Hold on a second, please. You know, if I can say something just as a matter of fact, I'm not arguing with you, Arpal. I am trying to just tell you that you all passed, you all being the NFC and the LSB last year, the NFC and the PNB, I believe, all passed the budget that I had based on the central services calculation that I put in. Nobody challenged me then, so I don't know why the challenge now, but I'm just stating a fact. I'm not arguing with you.
Well, you did show up a few weeks ago with a history of things that was very different from the reality. So that's why I was asking. And as I've said, we have had discussions with you about this in the past.
All parties, take a breath.
I won't be called a liar, Darlene. I will not be called a liar.
I didn't call anybody a liar.
Okay. Opinions on this very group is going to dive into this whole issue. So
alternative truths, right? Alternate facts.
For the moment, you asked what central services formula was used, and it was answered. Okay, and then you had gone on to what, Arpal?
How many FTEs does KPFA have?
Hold on a second. I'm looking for that tab. I thought I had it open. Here we go. We have a total. Let me make that total. Second, please. We have a total of 26 and a half FTEs.
26 and a half. Thank you. Okay, I'm done.
Welcome.
All right, that gives us Christina's turn up.
Thank you. One quick point of information. The craft fair fell apart during COVID, and then we lost the building. The building got sold, so we had no place to run it at this point either. So that was a part of that with that. I wanted to say that we do pay all of our bills, and we do pay all of our own payroll. So those 26 and a half people are all paid by the money that comes into KPFA. And I also would like to say that I would appreciate if the chair would find out if we could get an itemized detailed of exactly what the expenses are for the election so we could know where our money is going. So that would be helpful to us.
I will request that of the ED for the next PMB meeting.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, that's it for me.
All right, that brings us to Kamau. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question, and it's not really on the specific details of the bottom line, but I had a question on some of your vendors. Who do you use currently for your internet services?
Hold on a quick second. Well, we have a couple of them because we, in case of outages and such. Oh, here it is. We have LMI and Comcast. And then some of it, I'm not a technical person, so please forgive me. But we pay Comcast $490 a month, LMI $125, and we've got Sonic mixed in there too at $50 a month. So pretty, if you ask me, that's pretty cheap.
And then what about your phone service? Is that also, how do you, what vendor do you use there?
We use, on that one, we do use Sonic. We only have one phone line from AT&T.
Kamau,
you haven't been around for that long, I do not believe. We reduced, in about 2018, we reduced our telephone expenses by like $15,000 to $20,000 in 1 year. Boom, gone. So,
okay.
We also use voice over IP, voice.
Okay. Got it. And then on your phone lines, I apologize if you're not a techie, do you know how many phone numbers, like actual extensions or that you're bringing into the office there, like how many different exchanges you have? Is it 5, 10, 15? Do you have any idea?
I could get you that information, but I don't know off the top of my head. All I can tell you is that back in 2018, one of my coworkers who's not with us anymore, he and I went through every phone bill and just dissected the darn thing. And we were still paying for dial-up internet services and fax machines that did not exist. So our engineer at the time, let's just say that we took it upon ourselves to really dissect it. So we went from thousands of dollars to, $500-$600 a month.
Yeah, you have to go through the numbers. Okay, that's great. Last question. On the 26 and a half FTEs, does that encompass, what area of staffing do you have? Do you have, who you all employ there?
Management of our union programmers and union employees. We have, fill-ins and such. That includes all the fill-ins for vacation fill-ins. And less than 2% admin.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much.
And by the way, 26.5% FTE, 34 heads people.
Got it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All All right. Has that encouraged other people to speak up? Are there any other questions? This is pretty amazing. I'm very sorry Lyndon isn't here as well to get any questions he has answered. Well, I think I'm caught a little short because I expected there to be much more discussion. But if I know,
if I could, Madam Chair, I could. I have a couple more questions that I was kind of saving them. This is Kamal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kamal, go right ahead.
Awesome. On your revenue, what are you all using to track your membership?
We have our own software that we developed, and we call it Station Admins. So basically just our Station Admin, and which is part of the reason why we put the expense under web expense because there's no other place to put it. But we developed our own database. Of which we just keep in, developing better and better and better. I always tease that we'd be happy when we get this. We're very, very close to getting it dialed in to basically perfection in my eyes anyway, from what I need as the business manager. And I said I would be willing to sell it to the stations at a very cheap price. But We used what was called MEMSIS, membership system. And that was horrible. It was like literally looked like, the DOS era. And then we started Station Admin. Then we got convinced to move to Allegiance. And I say Allegiance is like owning a Ferrari when you're 17 years old. It's for me, I hated it. It was, and Station Admin is simple. We've developed it for our needs specific. So it's great. And we have meetings on it continuously trying to improve it.
Yeah, that's great. So you must have somebody like a webmaster or somebody maintaining it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And we have an amazing person that we hired as our membership database person. They are just, we got the lottery when we got them, and we're like elbow to elbow. We analyze everything, but that's what my next goal is to, because our listener support for fund drives keeps dwindling, as has all of the stations, right? We've all suffered that. So our next, direction is for foundations, for grants. So that's where we're going to be concentrating this next year.
Got it.
Christina for the staff.
Myla for the staff. If you wouldn't mind, I just want to, it's actually housekeeping. Minerva sent an email close to the beginning of the meeting saying that she is using the credentials that were sent by Susan Young. And she was.
I've talked to her since, Minerva. Myla.
So is she on the call?
Let's ask. Minerva.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you, Minerva.
Okay, thank you. And thank you,
okay.
Myla and Darlene for assisting me, okay?
Thank you. All right. Kamal, were you finished with that question, or are you up? Still up?
No, I've satisfied my questions, or the answers have satisfied my questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Christina.
Hi. Just a brief piece of information is that I have been a vice president of two different locals for over 35 years. And the last local I was executive vice president of was Local 9415 out of Oakland, which the KPFA is one of the contracts. So I negotiated as co-chair at least 3 to 4 contracts during that time period. and we always ask for financials. So I'm not sure what the confusion is about the financials, but I've always found all the financials that were presented to my committee as the bargaining committee for my union with KPFA and subsequent to that to be credible. And so I'm not sure what the confusion is about that, but I actually went and met with Maria, with our secretary, a little while ago, and she showed us years and years and years of records that she has going back over a long period of time. And the records are all there. It's not some kind of made-up thing. She always deals with actual numbers, not I wish we could have this or I wish we could have that. So I just want to make that statement. I've seen the numbers both in the bargaining committee for my union and at the last 7 years of kind of that I've been on the board. So thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you,
Christina.
Sorry,
Madam Chair. Can I go back to the stack? I did have one more question.
Sure. Go ahead, Kamau.
Quick question, Maria. So then in terms of the payroll, do you all operate where you're sending payroll over to the national office for distribution and paychecks going out?
Well, the way it works is we're a little bit different than I guess some other stations. I collect all of the, I'm in charge of the payroll with KPFA, but once in terms of, you know, setting people up, all that kind of stuff. And then when people put in their time cards and everything, when Markeisha tells me, okay, we're closed, she sends me a pre-process report. And then I look at it and say, oh, this person got missed or that got, you know, whatever. And then I give her the go ahead and then she, you know, she processes it. We send out the funding to Pacifica. So, and that funding pertains of the gross salary, the taxes that we pay, the 403 employer contribution, and as of most recently, we've been paying an extra $15,000 a month for the other stations' inability to pay their payroll.
What other stations are that? Is that just as a whole, or do you have specific detail on that?
I don't have specific details. I've asked for them, but maybe Christina or Darlene can speak to that, but just so you guys all know, in full disclosure, we pay $34,666 a month in central services. And again, in full disclosure, there were months that I stopped paying central services because, and it's very controversial, so I've tried to get through it really fast. Pacifica owed us hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we were paying central services on top of what was already owed to us. So we'll just leave that there, okay? Then they were like, well, we need central services. So we were paying half of it, and we were paying $17,333. Then we were being charged to about $11,000, and then it went up to $15,000 a month for the stations that couldn't pay couldn't pay their payroll. I don't know what stations those are. I don't know the details of it. So anything I say would be speculation. So I said, okay, if we're already up to $15,000 to kick in for the other stations, forget it. I'm just going to pay the second half of $17,333 because that's only a couple of thousand dollars more. And why do the extra accounting, right? Just do it straight. So I don't know, Christina or Darlene, if you guys can speak to which stations don't pay.
Yeah, I can speak to that. This is Christina. I don't know, but I did ask at the last National Finance Committee meeting, the executive director, I asked how are those funds allocated? We would like to see that. And she said she would get it to me. I have yet to see it. Don't have it yet. I think our whole finance committee, it would be good for us to see that.
And come out just
Darlene, maybe a reminder.
The $15,000 extra that we pay, where it was being considered our central services payment. So basically, we were short $2,300 a month. So, and I said, forget that. I'm just paying the full pot now.
Right, right. But I'm saying I did ask, we'd like to know how that money is being allocated, and I will let you know as soon as we find out. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
thanks, Kamal. If we're not going to get anybody else on the stack, I'm going to put it to Maria. If there is anything else that you would that you felt, oh, maybe this wouldn't be clear enough or that wouldn't be clear enough that you'd like to emphasize or point out.
No, I don't have anything else other than just to reiterate what Christina said. January 3rd of this coming year, I will have been with KPFA for 16 years. And never have we've scraped the bottom here or there, but we have always paid our bills. We have nothing outstanding. We have paid our own payroll. I'm extremely proud of us at KPFA, period. That's it.
Thank you. Folks, are we done? Do people feel finished with this review? And we can then go on to deciding approval or not of the budget? And I ask that so that we can release Maria after giving us a good 40 minutes on this part of the agenda. Well, not hearing anything about keeping her, I'm going to say thank you so much for this presentation, Maria, and thank you. And you're welcome to keep listening in if you want to hear whatever else we say, okay?
Okay, so that means that if I want to know, well, I'll just leave it to our treasurer to send me a text, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, you get some rest, Maria. Thank
you. Okay, everybody, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, I bring it back to us, the NFC. I'd like to hear anything people say, either in terms of concerns or let's try also pointing out anything that you are pleased by as well. Let's make it, nice. Okay, this is finances, but it still can be nice. Does anyone have either a concern or a question or a affirmation to share with the rest of the group?
Arpal?
Go ahead, Arpal.
I'm a little bit concerned about the major donor thing, having, it's good to have a whole bunch of major donors who are dropping more than a grand at a time on the station. On the other hand, having a whole lot of that means those people, people who do that sometimes figure they get to say things and you better pay attention because they're throwing money at you. So it's something that's good, and it's something that makes you in the back of your mind hope they don't decide to throw their weight around. That's all.
Christina for the stack.
Yeah, Paul here. Paul for the stack.
Paul DiRienzo and Christina. Christina, I'm going to let Paul go first.
Yeah.
If he hasn't spoken yet.
Sure.
I'll be quick. Say, I just want to double on what R. Paulson's saying, because I've listened a lot to KPFA, and I know you guys love your programming and everything, but when I there, it sounds a little ossified, and from what I hear from people in California, it seems a little bit ossified. You have a lot of competition from local stations there that are very low wattage, than communities where you're supposed to be heard, that people are listening to these other stations instead, and you had 31% decrease in your funding in the last 20 years, which tells me about the changes in 2001 and whether they were successful or not. They don't seem to be have been successful putting you guys into power. So that said, are we just having rich people pay our way and we're going to become ossified, giving them what they want to hear all the time? Anyway, that's my similar to what our poll had to say.
Okay. Christina.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, the influence. I'm not sure what kind of conspiracy theory you've heard about that, but you know, I have been at KPFA for a long time, and they don't let people tell them what to do. What they're doing right now is they've been holding public forums, and it's not held by KPFA. It's an external group with listeners to get input on the programming stuff that they're doing. And they're all radio has lost people. There's, let's face it. I mean, that's more abundant in some respects as media. But we also have a media project that's going on right now, to do a multimedia project that KPFA is doing to branch out to kids, that they've bought equipment for YouTube and they're teaching people there. We have somebody who is a former podcast producer of a podcast that had over $1 million a year, like tons of listeners. So we're looking to actually to extend that. But I haven't seen any untoward influence by people giving $1,000 or more. They're, even the people that are giving huge bequests are not trying to influence. They're just appreciating the robust programming. And as far as ossified, we have a bunch of new programs and programmers. We have young people that have come in. So I'm not sure how many people here listen to KPFA, but we have young people of color and who have definitely very progressive ideas and programming. So that would be what I would respond to. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to go back to the budget.
Our Paul, could our Paul say something here?
I no back and forth, please. But yes, go ahead. And
it's a committee. We can't. Committees are about back and forth if you want. Anyway, yes. People should remember. I said in the back of your mind, thinking. I'm not saying people definitely have influence. I'm saying there is that potential which exists. And you gotta be careful with potentials. That's all.
Well,
the tendency to be more conservative.
Hold on. I'll get a chance. Our Paul, we don't run sponsorships and we don't take advertise. Well, what is that term we use when we're saying it's not advertising?
Underwriting.
Pardon? Right.
Underwriting.
For that very reason. At this time, folks are very, I would not say paranoid, but folks are very cautious about outside power from all other listeners at the station. Now, I didn't want there to be a discussion about hypotheticals. And hypotheticals that are not about this year's budget that we're pursuing, but I'll say that. I had not heard that concern about money that we raised, but I have heard it about sponsorships and underwriting. I just to tell you the vigilance which underwriting is heir to at KPFA. All right, enough.
Come out of the stack.
And Myla, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's get here, Kamau and Myla. Go ahead, Kamau.
Just as a note, one of the reasons why I've been trying to obtain from the national office and the national business manager, the general ledger detail for our station, is for the very fact that $15,000 that KPFA is sending up every month would at least show up in a general ledger detail that their business manager could examine and understand the details behind it. I don't think a budget is complete without really understanding what each line item contains. That's why I was asking questions as it pertains to the vendors, and things of that nature. I think we do ourselves a disservice, again, by just kind of going off historicals and not really digging a lot deeper into the details and knowing what we're budgeting for and where we can actually, you know, do some actual cuts or save some money. I do appreciate the fact that they went through their phone bills in an intense manner, and then we're in the middle of doing that as well. But I do think it would be helpful to assist the treasurers and the business managers with at least some of the detail as it relates to the transactions in the general ledger. That's my spiel. Thank you.
Right. And the questions that were asked about payroll, KPFA pays a levy, $15,000. It's not give us $15,000 for this station who can't make payroll. Give us $15,000 for that. It's a levy. It goes into the workings of the national office, and that's where answers should be able to be found. So is that at all helpful?
I guess, I mean, it's helpful, but I guess what I'm trying to get to is that when you say that we're paying $15,000 a month to help other stations, I mean, essentially, when we come together, we should be studying that national office actual activity. I mean, I know we're in the middle of the budget season, but at this point, with so many people disputing their central services, so many of us, PFW included, not able to pay into central services, it'd be helpful to really put on the general managers a firm understanding of what it is that's actually happening in the national office so that we can analyze this and maybe be more helpful instead of just levying kind of this random tax on the various stations. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Right. I understand. That's the question for the national office. May I move on, Kamal?
Yeah, no, I'm great. Thank you.
Okay. Myla, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to, I agree 100% with Kamal. And that question for the national office, I'm wondering if, Darlene, if you can ask Stephanie or how we can actually get some of that more detailed information so that we can really understand what we're being charged for. And I'm glad that Christina asked for the budget for the election budget as well. The more detail, the better. And I just want to say in terms of, I think that the discussion about, or the concerns about large donors at KPFA, we have to remember that this is coming from the People's Republic of Berkeley. And, you know, all the time that, you know, occasionally I listen to KPFA in Berkeley, it's just phenomenal programming. And I don't think that, I think it's really kind of, I'm disturbed. I'm actually find it quite disturbing to question that somehow that people are supporting KPFA because they want to change the really brilliant programming. This is our most successful station.
I'm actually getting email from listeners to this meeting asking why we've gone off on programming.
Right. Thank you. I agree. We should not be on programming. I totally agree with those people who are sending those emails. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Back very specifically to the budget. I do have one question from what I'm hearing. Are there other stations that are being levied an amount to pay in the case of payroll shortages? Do any of you know if your general managers are aware of that?
This is Kamal, PFW. I'm not aware of any additional levies to cover payroll.
Thank you. Okay. That's an interesting fact. I am going to ask if there are any more questions or discussion that is currently in the way of a coming to a vote on the KPFA budget. Is there anybody else who's looking for information or expressing themselves? Well, then, that said, I believe we have exhausted the stack, and we now have the question of passing this budget on to the PNB, saying that we approve it or not. If we don't approve it, we have to work on it more. We take it back. But if we do approve it, then that is the report we give to the PNB, passing them this budget. So, is there any objection? I'm going to start with the affirmative. Is there any objection to affirming that the PNB is accepting the budget from KPFA and is passing it to the PMB with our recommendation?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
We need words. We need an actual motion. You haven't given us the actual motion. Just, you know.
The motion is, I'll make it as a motion instead of as a question to the whole group. The motion is that the PMB affirms and has reviewed and approved the budget of KPFA for fiscal year 25. Am I going too fast, Paul?
I think you mean the NFC has reviewed.
Thank you. Those three-letter things get me all the time. That the NFC has reviewed and approved the budget for fiscal year 25 for KPFA and will send it now to the PNB for their review and approval. About that, R. Paul?
Okay, and so you're making the motion that the NFC has reviewed and approved the KPFA draft FY25 budget and will send it to the PNB for their review and approval.
I believe so. Read it back.
Want me to read it again?
I want to check all the verbs there. Go ahead.
Okay. That the NFC has reviewed and approved the KPFA draft FY25 budget and will send, how about, and sends it to? Not,
okay.
And sends it to the PNB for their review and approval.
All right. Is that clear enough for everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I would like a vote on that.
Because it is a big deal, I'm going to ask if our poll will take a roll call vote on this.
Okay. Anybody need the motion reread? Hearing none. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo.
Pass.
Lyndon Foley. Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Stephen Meeks.
Yes.
Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Susan Young, going back, Paul DiRienzo.
Abstain. Zombie.
Okay.
Budget.
Okay, 6-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
All right. Then we have a budget to send up to the PNB, and I will get that out to every member of the PNB right after this meeting. That said, where we are on the agenda, thank you all very much. And I appreciate, even though people wanted to go elsewhere, we got the whole thing done within the budgeted time that we had for the item. Appreciate that.
Yay.
The next item is the affiliate's budget process. When I sent notes to the NFC ahead of the meeting, I asked who on this NFC was on the NFC 2 years ago when the affiliates were told to send their budget to the NFC for Pacifica's NFC's review and approval. Anyone there at that time and remember how this came about?
Our Paul for stat.
Okay, our Paul. I was hoping, I knew you'd been around, so go ahead.
Been around for more than 16 years. Yes, PAN did submit a budget. They have done that, and as I recall, I mean, I'm recalling this off the top of my head, we did approve it. So, yes, the answer is yes. PAN does come here and submits a budget to the NFC, just like all the other units.
Right. But that's only been the last 2 years.
Yeah, they were I'm trying to remember. They were a part of the national office for a while. For a long time, they were part of the national office's budget. They were, you know, some line items in there. And then, I don't know, 2, 3, maybe more years, I don't know, some years ago, they were broken out and said, okay, now you have your own budget process. And so that's what happened, and now they do, and they should be submitting an FY25 budget, too.
Well, there's now some disagreement about that. The affiliates are affiliates of Pacifica, but they have their own network of 230 stations, and that's what their budget is built on. Pacifica is payment or licensing. I'm not sure what the line item actually is called. We are an expense of theirs. And they are not happy with the idea that the network that they have built and run has to have its budget approved by Pacifica. And I'm just letting everybody know, because this wouldn't be something that stays only at the National Financial Committee level, but has a lot to do with structurally the affiliates network as it is partnered with Pacifica. Am I explaining myself? I'm doing the best I can from what I've, you know, heard and been told. Is there any question about how I am describing the affiliates network?
Or Paul.
This is Christina.
Okay,
wait a minute. Christina, or Paul, was there someone else?
Yeah, come out to the stack.
Paul D. DiRienzo.
Okay, Paul D. and Kamal. Do I have that correct? Everybody hear their name called?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Christina.
I'm simply going to say I think you're pretty clear about what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying. I'm not remarking either way on which way to go on it, but I understand what you're saying. I thought it was clear. Thank you.
Right. I am introducing this issue. I'm introducing the issue. R. Paul, did I mistakenly put you down?
No.
Okay, go ahead then.
All right. Well, this is the first time hearing of this, and I'm kind of taken aback by it. Maybe I don't understand. Are the people at Pacifica Affiliates Network saying that they're like a separate entity from the Pacifica Foundation?
The unit that is named Pacifica Affiliates Network does not call itself that. They are a totally separate radio network that affiliates with Pacifica. And I agree. I've only just heard this myself, and I said I would bring it up in terms of what people have memories of the relationship of the NFC and the affiliates network. They are a network of 230 radio stations. Those are not Pacifica stations.
Myla for the stack.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, let me. Okay, yeah. You answered a part of my thing there. I just want to say this really needs to be looked into. If you look at the history,
exactly.
I'm sure that Pacifica management must have some documentation on this. And I don't want to say too much on this, but this sounds very interesting and a little bit at odds with what I had thought the situation was, and I will dare say at odds with what the past two or three, at least, NFCs have thought the situation was, and they have, in fact, come in and we did their budgets in the past. So, this is an interesting development, and I think that Pacifica Management and the PNB needs to look at this and see what's going on here. And I'll just leave it at that.
As I said, this was the discussion I was told about, an issue that I was told about, and I'm opening it up, and I'm sure the PNB meeting will get a more detailed report on what it is, but I am sharing it as to why on that list of budgets that we're still expecting, Pacifica Affiliates Network is not on that list. So, yeah, it's a discussion that is happening. I have Paul DeBranza.
And Myla for the chat.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Myla.
Quite shocked.
It's Paul, Kamal, and Myla. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm listening to this. I'm as shocked as anybody, and I don't have the experience that our Paul 16 years on this board. Why should the affiliates be happy to just turn over their books to us? What do we do for them? I mean, the Audio Port and Democracy Now! Are free, and anybody can get every program we run just from those sources, so they don't need any, you know, satellites or any crap like that anymore. What national programs have we developed, and what happened in the last 25 years when we were supposed to have a golden age of Pacifica that nobody did any national program development, so we don't have anything to offer them? How could it have come to that? Why? And I guess that's my question. Why the hell should they do anything for us? We should be asking them for help. actually, they're the ones who are successful. We're the failures.
They have given help.
I haven't finished yet. We're not. We're the failures. No, let me finish my point. We're the failures.
Okay.
They're the success. We should be asking them for help.
Well, as you're a director on the PMB, you'll be getting more information on this. I personally do not actually know the details of the agreement between the Affiliates Network and Pacifica. So that I'm going to suggest it as an upcoming agenda item. Thank you, R. Paul. Kamal, Myla is next after Kamal.
Yes, Madam Chair. Actually, that was my question. Is there documentation of what the relationship should be between the Affiliated Networks and Pacifica? And then secondly, is there a formal letter or request that's been given to Pacifica indicating their desire, or is it just kind of scuttlebutt through emails?
I wouldn't say it's scuttlebutt, but it's something that is probably time to look at. And Kamal, I do not 100% know that there are letters and contracts or letters, at least letters of agreement, letters of understanding. But if we make it an agenda item on the PNB, I'm sure that what there is will be shared.
Could I have one follow-up? How does one become an affiliated network or an affiliated station?
The network is affiliated with Pacifica, and that would be the documentation I thought you were asking for how that happened. The network itself...
I'm sorry, how does a station become affiliated with Pacifica? Is that a formal process? Or is that
their stations are part of their own network of community and low powered radio stations? They are that organization, and I don't know how people get to join in. It's their business, but you know we could ask. But the network itself has an administrative office, a business office for the network. And the communication goes back and forth between their office and our office, our executive director.
So there must be a 501c3 or some sort of nonprofit, or are they just...
I would assume so. Again, you're outside of what I can say. Oh yeah, I know that. No.
This is Christina.
Okay.
I believe most of them are college stations.
Okay.
Okay.
Christina. Myla. Myla.
Sorry about that. Okay. So if you go online, you can look for PacificaNetwork.org, and you can find a listing of the community radio stations, the grassroots community radio stations who are affiliated as a network with Pacifica Radio, and you can look at that, and they give a listing. If you go to PacificaNetwork.org/stations -2, you will find a listing of the affiliate stations. There are over 200. I don't know at this point. You know, I agree with Kamal that instead of just speculating and talking about what we've heard that we're going to be dealing with, that it would be nice to have some kind of a letter, some kind of actual written documentation. And we're getting kind of far on the agenda, and I'm hoping that maybe we can move the agenda and table this discussion for a further meeting. I do have another obligation soon, and I'm going to have to get off the call. And I really did want to participate in item 9, which has to do with items to schedule for the next, for upcoming NFC agendas. And I'm hoping we can get to that before I have to leave.
All right. Well, as I said, you're the last person on the stack.
Okay, so let's move. Okay, let's move on.
This what I was bringing this up as.
We're not moving on. Okay, never mind.
I was bringing this up as a topic that may be coming to us, maybe not. And it is, again, a very good idea to ask the PNB to have it put on the agenda so that everyone understands that specific relationship. And that's it. So I will go on to the next item, which is... This is we didn't get to this at the last meeting, and someone not muted, but in a noisy area. Thank you, whoever did that. And that is how the NFC communicates with the PNB and the LSCs. As I'm finding, this is me, other people have said things, but I'm going to speak for myself. The LSCs don't always get information that is available to them, such as the executive director's open session report. That's not shared in a regular and organized kind of way to the LSCs. And I heard myself say just tonight that right after this meeting, I will send the budget to the PNB. And that is about the fact that things sometimes get passed on from the NFC at some time right up to the next PNB meeting. And I'd like us to think about what our responsibility as the financial committee of Pacifica, what information should be going to what body and how quickly. So I'm not asking for a development of an internal process for the committee, but I would like us to think about that. Where should the information go? What about the information should be shared? And how quickly do we get it to the body with which we should be sharing the information? Anybody have any first thoughts on this? Again, this is opening up a discussion that'll be on the next couple of agendas until we figure it out.
This is Christina for the staff.
Go ahead.
And Minerva Christina. For the staff.
And
if I may make a suggestion, you've opened up something that is a really big problem within Pacifica, which is communication from the board, from the LSBs, from the NFC. And I think this merits a larger discussion. So I think people could be thinking about what they would propose for our next meeting. And I have to go too for it really soon. So I would really appreciate if we could go to number 9 soon, because I have family issues that are going on that I need to address. Thank you.
All right. When I proposed this, put it on the agenda, I was not thinking that we had to solve it for all of Pacifica, but for our own responsibilities. So I just want to make sure it's a more contained discussion than might otherwise be. Any other first thoughts? And then we'll go on to number nine.
Darlene, this is Minerva, and I want to go with Christine on this one, that this is something that is going to take more time. And I agree, if we could make this as an agenda item for maybe one of our other upcoming meetings as opposed to tonight, it would be real good and give people a chance to think about what they want to bring forward or propose.
Right. Minerva, this was for first thought. And also that I'm putting it on the agenda and explaining why I did. All right. Stack is completed. I will try to encourage people and follow up within the committee to do some homework on advancing that item. Okay, number nine.
Myla for the stack.
Oh, well, go ahead, Myla. There's no
statute. Okay. Yeah, so for number nine, what I would like to see prioritized for our next meeting is to actually have a detailed budget for the elections to review. Itemized detailed budget for the ongoing delegate elections. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put it on the list. Anyone else have something before I even start talking about it? Go ahead.
Yeah, Christina, for the sec, I had asked at the last meeting, and I would appreciate before the next meeting as well, getting the allocation of funds that for the extra payroll, where that's going. I think that the Finance Committee should be seeing that, and we should have that information. Thank you.
Okay. Now the two of you need to leave. Is that
not yet?
Is that very soon? Okay. We do have the treasurer from WBAI and WPFW with us. So the first item I had under nine is an update on the status of the progress of their budgets. I will call alphabetically on ARPAL for WBAI.
Okay. We got a draft FY25 budget from the interim general manager some hours before our last meeting a week ago tomorrow, and we did discuss it at the local finance committee. We are having another local finance committee meeting next Wednesday to go over this thing again. And the Wednesday after that will be the LSP meeting. So we have gotten it. We have not had a lot of time to really go into it, but we've started to go into it, and we're looking at it and discussing it with the interim general manager.
Okay. I like hearing that the steps are known and committed to the meeting's agenda. Thank you. WPFW, Kamal.
Yes, we, the interim general manager, the executive director, and I met on Sunday, this past Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern for about 3 hours. We ran through all the revenue and expenses. I asked for some time to kind of step back from it and digest and to really understand exactly the assumptions that are underlying a lot of the details. But I do want to note that the executive director did say that she spent roughly 60 hours, I think, on the KPFK budget, one of the last budgets we reviewed, as opposed to the 3 hours we spent now. We have an interim general manager. She's very green, does not have all the details as to what's happened in the past, as in terms of half of the year. So I really think it's incumbent upon, myself first but definitely the executive director and the national office to support us, to give us the details that they have with regards to what's been happening prior to the interim general manager taking her chair. So we're working on it. I think we'll probably have to spend upwards of 10 to 20 more hours at least going back and forth to try and understand what it is that's inside these actuals that we're trying to predict for fiscal 25. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay, so it's, you don't actually have a draft budget yet. Is that correct?
We have a budget that we spent 3 hours on. It's not prepared to be presented to the Finance Committee, nor is it ready to be presented to our LSB. No, there is no draft.
Okay.
The working. We'll call it a working budget.
So besides you and Stephanie and I am so sorry, Miss Williams, I don't remember her first name, are working together on this, however pretty diligently it sounds. Mel?
I'm sorry. Was that a question? You kind of broke up on me. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. The state of the budget is still in the research and building of the for the draft budget, but it is being worked on. It hasn't been dropped. It is still in progress. Am I correct?
Yes, we met for the first time with the executive director on this past Sunday. So yeah, it's absolutely a work in progress.
Right. Let me say that as I understood Stephanie's question, because I think she was even questioned on it, it was the total input is about 60 hours per budget. She does a lot of the work. I quite agree. But the 60 hours is all the input of everybody who's asked for information. Thank you. All right. And
I'm sorry, but when you say that, are you saying they're taking like maybe 10 people, multiplying it by the 6 hours that were spent that gets you to 60 hours? Or how are you getting that 60?
Come out. Stephanie said, from the notes as well, Stephanie said that it takes about 60 hours to prepare a budget. She did say that she, for KPFK, and she did say that she alone put in 30 of those hours. So kudos to Stephanie, but she also gave the picture of what it takes to build a budget, that is the effort, the project, count on it taking about 60 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you. And I will, I spoke yesterday with the executive director, as I usually do, before we're having a meeting, asking her, what's her place on our agenda. And that's how we came up this week, that she didn't have to be here for a variety of reasons that came together. But as far as the budget goes, Stephanie says that when the national office knows what the stations believe that they will be able to pay for central services for the year, then the national office can build its budget off of that information. Doesn't do any good to build the budget when you can't say what your expected revenues are. So as soon as we finish this project of 2025 budget, the national office thinks they'll be able to do a quick turnaround and give that to us as well.
R. Paul for STACK.
Kamal, out of the stack?
Go ahead. Kamal, you're on stack. Arpal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a part of it. See, I think I've mentioned this before. There's a back and forth on this. One of the things you need to know is what does the national office need? And it has some small amount of revenue that comes to it, or maybe not anymore. And, you know, you put that against whatever they project their expenses to be for the year, and whatever's left over, what, you know, the stuff that the national office is doing doesn't cover, those expenses have to be covered. And so that's how you figure out central services. That's why when you're doing a central services formula, it can take months to try and hammer away at that. Plus, the thing is, you must keep in mind that you're funding the national office. And it isn't just what can the stations afford, it's what does the national office need. And there's back and forth there for, you know, prioritization and stuff like that. And does the national office really need that? And do we have to pay this? So it's not quite so simple as seeing what the stations feel like or want to give or maybe should give. We do have a central services formula, but, you know, nobody seems to acknowledge that anymore. And we also need to know what the national office needs, because it's not good if you underfund the national office by too much and about three quarters of the way through FY25, they can't pay the rent, they can't pay salaries, they can't pay a whole bunch of things because there's no money left. We got to know that ahead of time. So it's a back and forth. It isn't quite as simple as, you know, the stations alone. That's it. Thank you.
Right. And hopefully the work that the fact that the executive director works with each general manager to create the budget gives part of that, a place for part of that back and forth. Kamal.
Yeah, I would just echo our Paul's sentiments in that, you know, there would be, I think, a fair amount of what would be fixed expenses for the national office. And then, of course, things that might be variable within the national office that can be adjusted based on, you know, different volumes or different projects or different initiatives that they want to take place at that level. So I think at a minimum, we could get the fixed expenses, things that we know we have to pay into the national office out first, maybe get that anticipated revenue number and then hammer away, as Arne Paul indicated, on those variable costs that we would, that the national office might incur. So that'd be my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. That closes that, completes that stack. No one else is waiting. Okay, the last is just a reminder. As you are going through your years of files, email mostly, anything that you come up with that is pertaining to the how central services were determined would be really helpful. We have, I believe we now have material going back to 2012. I believe we have at least four, if not five, different central services formulas, some of which have rationalization. And until the very time when we get an opening on the agenda to talk about this, let's keep compiling, if you would. And with that, I see that it is 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast, and that was the estimated time of us wrapping it up here. So I make a motion to adjourn now at 10:30 Eastern.
You don't need to make a motion to adjourn since we already set the adjournment time for now. So if there's no motion to extend, you can say the meeting's adjourned.
Okay, I had said estimated, not time certain. Okay, so, folks, it's 10:30 for East Coast people. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.